The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a story down in my stack. I was going to get to it a little bit later. And I probably will, but I was just watching the TV monitor in the studio here, and President Biden, as we speak, is meeting with President Rivlin of Israel. Now, unless you really understand Israel's government, you're probably going, President Rivlin? Who's that? I've never heard of President Rivlin. Well, he's the president. He's not the prime minister. And in Israel, the prime minister has a lot more power, a lot more authority, a lot more clout than the president does. Here in America, the president's the highest office. Anyway, the president is President Rivlin, and he is in the White House meeting with President Biden right now as we speak. And they gave their prepared remarks. And the minute they were done with their prepared remarks, this huge mass of media began screaming, yelling, shouting like a bunch of little kids. I mean, just screaming, shouting, trying to outshout each other with their microphones and cameras. And I thought, really? And it reminds me of this, the headline of this story. Again, a little down my stack. Maybe I'll get to it later. U.S. ranks last among 48 or 46 countries in trust in their media. Reuters News Agency is reporting a brand new study indicating that when they surveyed people in 46 major countries, Americans had least trust, confidence in their news media than any of the other 46 countries. Dead last. We don't trust the media. And for good reason. All right. I may get to that a little later, but here's... Have you heard about Gwen Berry? Gwen Berry is a hammer thrower. Now, that's an Olympic sport. No, it's not the kind of hammer that you drive nails with. You throw it, and most of you know what hammer throwing is in athletics. Gwen Berry is an American hammer thrower. And, of course, the Olympic trials are going on right now, where the U.S. Olympic team is being formed in all the many, many sports, you know, the gymnastics and swimming and all of that, the Olympic trials. And they're coming down to the finalists who will actually make the U.S. Olympic team. Well, it came time for the hammer throwing competition. Kid, this is not like axe throwing down at the corner, okay? And she got the bronze. That's third place. Well, every day at the end of the Olympic trials, the national anthem is played. Did I mention this is the U.S., the United States of America Olympic trials? And the reason they are there is to try to get the honor, the privilege of representing the United States of America in the Olympics and to stand on the podium and hear the national anthem played and the flag raised. That's why she's there. in Oregon. So they had the competition. She comes in third, bronze, and they have the awards ceremony. I would imagine every single one of you have seen an awards ceremony. They've got the podiums, the gold, the silver, the bronze, and so forth. So they get up on the podium. They give them their medals, the gold, the silver, the bronze. She has the bronze medal around her neck. And they begin playing the national anthem, which they do every day at the end of the trials of the particular sport. She first places her left hand on her hip. She is clearly disgusted. She shuffles her feet and then turns her back on the other competitors who got the gold and the silver. She turns her back on her fellow competitors. She turns her back on the flag. And then finally, she has a black T-shirt in her hand that says, Activist Athlete. And she does the incredibly mature adult thing. She puts it over her head. No, not like she was going to try to put it on. She just drapes it over the top of her head. And when she got pushback for this, she played the martyr. She said, quote, I feel like it was a setup and they did it on purpose, said Barry. I was blanked, to be honest. Really? Now here's my question for you. Does she have a constitutional right to express her beliefs? Of course she does. However, should she be allowed to represent the United States of America, seeing that she refuses to honor the flag, she refuses to honor the country that she is trying to represent? Should she be allowed? Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. Let me throw it out to you. Now, this is America. We have freedom of speech. It's one of the hallmarks of America. You can speak out. 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483. Again, those of you listening in Tampa, Florida, that's not the number that you're accustomed to calling, but it'll work. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. The other athletes who won the gold and the silver are standing upright, hands over their heart, proudly honoring the flag of the United States and our national anthem. In a press conference afterwards, she said that she was set up. Well, the records indicate that the national anthem was scheduled to play at 5:20. It was actually played at 5:25. It was 5 minutes off, but it was scheduled to play during the medal ceremony. So, no, she was not singled out. No, she was not tricked. She said, quote, I didn't really want to be up there. Then why are you competing? She's on the platform because she came in third place. She said, and I quote, I didn't really want to be up there. I thought that's why you were competing, so you could be on the podium, the platform. Wasn't that your goal? I would assume you were hoping to get the gold. You got the bronze. I didn't really want to be up there. Like I said, it was a setup. I was hot. Poor baby. I was ready to take my pictures and get into some shade. That kind of conduct will not be allowed by Japan at the Olympics. Should America allow it? I'd love to hear from you. Now, she won. She got third place. So evidently, if I understand it correctly, and I could be totally wrong, she has qualified for the U.S. Olympic team. Should she be allowed to represent a country that she refuses to honor? 877-BOB-LIVE. Give me a call. What do you think?
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, quick program note, top of the hour, we're going to get a little political. I don't do a lot of politics on the program. It certainly impacts us. I far prefer to deal with the spiritual aspects and so forth, but politics does impact us, and so we need to discuss it. But anyway, a really hot Senate campaign is heating up here in Ohio to replace Rob Portman in the Senate. And Josh Mandel, former treasurer for the state of Ohio, Josh Mandel is a candidate for Senate here in Ohio, and he will be joining me at the top of the hour. And I realize that we're broadcasting in Tampa, Florida today as well, but hey, whatever happens in the Senate impacts not only Ohio, but it impacts Florida. It impacts all of us. So we will be talking about the Senate. What Josh Mandel hopes to accomplish if and when he is elected to replace Rob Portman in the United States Senate. So that's just a little program note, top of the hour. Josh Mandel will be joining us. Here is an article from a secular psychological publication, a major psychological publication, secular. And here's the headline: Protecting Trans Students is a Matter of Life or Death. Pretty serious stuff. Again, the headline: Protecting Trans Students is a Matter of Life or Death. Key points, it says. These are the bullet points in the article. Approximately 150,000 U.S. youth between the ages of 13 to 17 self-identify as transgender. Point two, throughout developmental stages, trans and other LGBTQ plus individuals are at an increased risk for poor mental health outcomes. Schools and teachers have an obligation to bolster students' well-being. This includes trans students who are especially vulnerable. It is a lengthy 6-page article about the mental health aspects of trans students. Here is just one quote. As a minority group, LGBTQ individuals face ongoing daily challenges that are often misunderstood or discounted by the public at large, or not fully understood by well-meaning allies. Transgender individuals, now listen to this carefully, this is the definition given by this psychological publication. Transgender individuals are people whose assigned sex at birth differs from their internal sense of gender. Now, I'm going to run out of time, so let me get to some conclusions here. For 6 pages, this article quotes experts, psychologists, psychiatrists, experts in the field about the dangers that transgender kids face, an increased number of attempts of suicide, and so on and so forth. But not once in the entire article do they ever deal with helping these young people with their confusion. Now, for a long time, the medical community told us that there was something genetic with transgenderism. It was a mistake of nature. It was a male was accidentally, by an accident of nature, a male was born in a female body, or vice versa. A female was accidentally born in a male body. That's what we were told for a long, long time, until we discovered there was no evidence for that. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. There is absolutely no scientific evidence that transgenderism actually exists. It's sexual dysphoria. It's confusion. And it is true that many young people are confused about their gender, their sexuality. That is not terribly unusual at all. And even by their own definition, transgender individuals are people whose assigned sex at birth, differs from their internal sense of gender. It's all about feelings. It's all about emotions. It's not about genetics. It's not about biology. There is nothing inherent about being transgender. It is clearly a young person or older person that is confused. Let me quote again. Research has shown that throughout developmental stages, LGBTQ plus individuals are at increased risk for poor mental health outcomes. Yes, that is true. That's why they should not be encouraged in their transgenderism, but to be helped to get over it, to conquer it. This is like writing an article about alcoholics without mentioning alcohol. You know, a 6-page article on the dangers of alcoholics and so forth, and never once mentioning alcohol and how to get victory over it, how to overcome this. Settled science today tells us that no one is born transgender, but some get confused. Now, how do you deal with that confusion? Well, you don't give them puberty blockers. You don't operate on them and mangle their body. You give them help. You give them counseling. That's the compassionate way to deal. And yet here is a 6-page article about the dangers that transgender youth face, and not one word about actually helping them with their confusion. That is where the secular psychological community is today. It will change. It's already changing in Great Britain. It will change here in America, but so many will be hurt before then.